anybody. Nobody knew it but Rich, because he trusted Rich. Mm-hmm. And so I said to Rich, I said, I don't like white men to begin with. Mm-hmm. I said, and I'm engaged to, mm-hmm. to Bill and so forth. So he talked to him, but he still liked me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when I married, all three brothers stayed with him. I still have the towels that he gave me and everything. And he was just a nice man. Yeah. And I went to work one night, didn't have a penny in my pocket. So I said, Mr. Kelly, I said, I came away from home without any money. I said, would you let me have $25 so I come to work? He said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he gave it to me. He said, mm-hmm. next night, I went in and went to get a sack of the money. I said, give this to Mr. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kelly sent it back to him. That's on me. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Kelly worked, you know, but I wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah. Did, were there very many of, other than Brown and Honey Boy, you know, and the solo pianist, mm-hmm. were there very many black groups that were working downtown like you guys were working?
I'm trying to remember where Brown was working.
What about Parnell Gibson?
He used to work with me, too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He worked with me a lot. Okay. And,
Circus Birds,
too. You know, they had big bands. You know, they used to have a lot of big bands. But, see, I wasn't playing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing. Thedris went out of style because he was singing that high, mm-hmm. real high pitch. Mm-hmm.
False,
and then it went back, back in, you
right,
know.
Right.
It went out of style and then it came back in. But that was for quite a bit. And there was so much among black people.
Right. We had work.
There was so much work with them. Yeah. And I worked for very few. I worked for Hurricane. I worked up here at Taylor's. About 3 months, and George got that job. I could have died. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it. Mm-hmm. And then he renewed the contract. And old Charles, I almost died a natural death.
They don't give me no favors.
No. Yeah. And I left there and went to Frankie's. I worked on Grant Street, next to the Carlton House.
Yeah.
I worked there for a long time. But I got Everett Hayden's job. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to get that job because it was out of sight.
Yeah. Were there very many Mickey Gray and Billy Branson?
Mickey Gray had he used to do the same kind of work we did, Boots and all.
Okay.
But the girls didn't want to sing because Mickey hit on it. You had to do his job to stay with him, and the girls hated to work with him. His wife lives here now.
Yeah, and Branson's daughter now sings. Billy Branson's daughter, Eva.
Uh-huh. You know, I don't know her.
I don't know her either.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came back from his journeys and so forth, and then he teamed up with his daughter, and they were doing, playing around. This is me, this into his time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when, let's see. How did you didn't run for that office? I mean, it was almost will.
Which one?
When you became secretary.
I ran every year.
No, but I mean, to get it was kind of will.
As I told you, the secretary job was turned over to me from Joe.
Okay.
I'd be thinking, but we were on Wiley Avenue then. And I can't remember how Melendez came into this, because they came in and told me Melendez had given up. I can't remember that.
Well, I remember Melendez vaguely from Wiley Avenue.
I went to his funeral and everything. It was right down the street here. Same thing that said Ron Miller Street.
Stoney was president.
Yes.
When I first joined, Stoney was president.
Uh-huh.
But how, he wasn't president too long, just for a couple of terms, was he?
No, he wasn't long.
Yeah, because then when we moved to
Carl.
Carl took over.
Yeah.
And was Carl two terms?
Yeah. And
okay.
Then Joe.
And then that was the end of our stay in the city.
Yeah. I took over from Joe and then Iran.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know whether that was. I can't understand about Melendez.
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
Well, when.
But then Iran, and then I had opposition every time
from mm-hmm.
Doc.
From Doc. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we turned out to be the best friends,
Did you did you do much at the Lewendi Club?
No.
You didn't do anything.
We belonged to that. We used to go there and have dinner on Saturdays. Yeah. You know, between the bill there and go back to dinner.
Yeah.
No, I never worked at the Lewendi because our group used to. The club we belonged to Pittsburgh. So we used to give a fast there, but I never worked there.
Hmm.
They used to have groups go in there and work.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the cheapest people that ever lived. Mm-hmm. Cheap. Ooh, God.
Well, I played for them up, you know, after they moved back in, up on the Cliff, near Cliff Street.
Because
mm-hmm. Kelly had the bar on Heron
Avenue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he was the man I had to deal with up there. And they didn't pay no money.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pay no money.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Frogs have a new building. Have you?
Yeah, I've been in there because
Watson. Nice.
Yeah, it is. It used to be an old funeral home.
That's what
back
I
in back on Paulson Avenue,
uh-huh.
And because we used to have sessions at Watson's house,
mm-hmm.
And then he said one time, well, this was right after they took over the building,
mm-hmm.
And so we went out there a couple of times. Yeah, it's nice. And they have a repair something.
I
want
to say
mm-hmm.
something.
See, he's the one that got me on Joe's band,
mm-hmm.
Because I met Watson through some young high school kids at that
mm-hmm.
time, and I went up to Watson's house, and he was working with them and so
mm-hmm.
forth, and I'm playing and reading music and so forth, and he said, oh, because he was playing trumpet at
mm-hmm.
that time, and he said, well, wait, I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to Joe, because
mm-hmm.
I'm switching over to alto,
mm-hmm.
And so I started working with Joe,
mm-hmm.
and he started playing alto.
Mm-hmm.
Then we worked with Billy Branson
mm-hmm.
together a little
yeah.
bit, you know. But let's get back here. When you were going to down to PMI, did you just take piano lessons, or did
I took
the whole organ lessons?
Organ.
Oh, I
completely.
Okay. But you didn't do any composition and writing and.
No,
you didn't take none of the classes.
No, the only thing I had like that was harmony. I took
harmony
it when I went to Schindler High School.
Oh, okay.
I taught that in Schindler.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in high school?
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, okay. Does it change?
I don't think they do it now.
No,
mm-hmm.
No. I mean, when I was in high school,
and then after that, I was always interested in, I wanted another job.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in machines.
Okay.
So I went to Duff's Business College,
okay.
And I took
right.
a course there.
Right.
Took shorthand, bookkeeping, and
right. Clerical course.
Yeah, and typing. That's
right.
What I was interested in. I was a good typist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I started working for the government.
Hmm.
And I worked for the OPA.
Oh, okay.
I got the stamps.
Yes.
I kept looking for and everybody
right.
the stamps.
Right.
And then I came back. My mother said, "I want you to go to Oberlin." That's when I went to Oberlin.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you go over there?
I just went a year and a half.
Hmm.
And I came because times weren't too good. And, and I knew it was a strain.
Yeah.
I was grown enough and old
right.
enough to see there was a strain in my mother's husband for that.
Right.
So I came on back home and went to work with the bands.
Because
mm-hmm.
Watson went over.
Hmm.
Warren Watson went over.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when you were at the Celebrity Club, and a lot of the shows and things, and like you said,
mm-hmm.
they had the music and they just rehearse it and play it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were there a lot of the musicians, a lot of the people that belonged to 471, were a lot of them able to read like that, or just a few?
No, you know, at that time everybody read. The majority of them, Nene Waters.
Right.
What were the other guys doing?
Teeny Trent. Yeah.
All these guys read.
Right.
That was a must.
Right.
Because you could not work in these clubs without it. real. Right. And that was one thing that I could appreciate. And when these guitars come, everybody's picking up a guitar. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what they were doing. No. That ran me nuts. These guys really read.
And they're still doing it that
That's
way
like
now.
George, you know, yeah. Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys
yeah.
read, you know.
Thompson, wait a minute, which Thompson you talking about?
I mean, the one that's on the board with us, George. What I call
Thomas,
him, George.
His reading is not that good.
I mean, I don't know about him, but I know
I thought when you mentioned his name and said about...
Well, I knew he worked a lot.
Oh, well, yeah. But
Kimes.
Well.
The two Kimes brothers.
Did they read a lot?
They worked. They weren't cutting shows like we
were. No, that's what I'm saying.
They weren't cutting shows because every place didn't have a show. You just went there and you heard the music and danced, you know.
Because in fact, when I worked down at Little Paris with Cotton and then we didn't have no music. It was all playing, you know, play the tunes, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and that's what, when you talk about George Thompson, that's...
And, you know, I don't appreciate working with people like that, see? That's why I didn't like working with Peter Tails.
Mm-hmm.
When I'd go get down to the running to play something, I worked in most white places, you had to learn the show tunes.
Right.
I got one of these trash bags tunes.
Yeah.
I bought music. I spent a fortune in music. And you had to...
You got to keep up.
You had to keep up, see? And I'm not used to... And when they get off, play so-and-so, something that Marvin Gaye played on the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Norma Morris, I said, if you ever do this to me, then I'll kill you, because I just don't like this jukebox stuff, you know. Are you chilly?
No. Are you...
No, I didn't turn first.
Did you know Evie? Well, you met Evie Lewis like through the conventions. You had met him. You knew him from quite a while back.
Oh yeah, he was our in that office. He had to come in to check on 10%.
The
representative, whatever you want to call it.
Business agent, the Federation
agent.
Business agent. Okay.
That's how I met him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Because I thought maybe you had met him going to the conventions.
Oh,
years
I did.
Before.
I met him then, but I came to know him because he'd stop at my house sometimes.
Right.
Because he was always broke. And we put him up for two or three days. And Carl out of his break to put him on me. And one day I made him stand out there for two or three hours before I met him in. Because I didn't appreciate Carl doing that, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I was at home with my husband and he went to fight and he came to his house, you know. Because they were paying him.
Yeah.
And then Carl worked with him. And one time, Evie was running late.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been off playing with some chick.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called Carl and told Carl to tell him that he wouldn't be in and to get the report. Then he reported that he came to Pittsburgh and I
didn't
have my report yet.
Right.
And so I just straightened it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that problem no more.
Yeah.
I said he didn't even come here. And I straightened that out.
Yeah, because I met him in 61 because I was up in Idlewild up in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, you know, traveling around.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, he was in they were busy with the merge thing, working on all that stuff. And I met him because he was from the Choker Camels.
Mm-hmm.
Choker Lieutenant there. But then when he came here for the merge, and then that was rekindled there.
Yeah.
And he's a nice guy.
Oh, he's fun.
Yeah.
And he's so sick. And I'd like to know where he is. You know,
I'd
really like to know where he's living.
Did you ever do any teaching?
Oh, when I was in high school. I used to teach all up in Perry, beginners, you know.
Right, on Saturday.
That was my day.
Yeah.
I'd go up there and teach and run right downtown and
spend the money.
I said, Mom, I'm going to make big money for you. Mom said, yeah, you made it for me. You run right
downtown. Giving it back.
Yeah, I talk up right there. And you know, I still have people call me and ask, but I can't be teaching nobody.
Yeah.
And systems have changed, so.
Yeah. Were you teaching organ or piano?
Piano.
Oh, just
piano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you do much in the church?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord, yes. I worked up here for years. Mm. Yeah, music.
Mm-hmm. The choir, you had a choir.
I had the junior church, Tom and Raymond West, and all of us. We were all together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those were, as they say, the good old days.
Yeah, they were. I read an article just not too long ago about a musician. I forget who it was. Somebody, one of the either Roy Haynes or somebody. But I know that they're in our we all came through the 40s and the 50s, and they were marveling over that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you hate to say that, you know, the kids today don't have the opportunities that we had,
mm-hmm.
you know, because things are so different.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were the good old days. And a lot of times I sit down and I have to go back to George.
Mm-hmm.
First I go to Mama because, you know, bringing me into that environment.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then George, he's a mother. Thank heaven that he sent me on the road with the carnival the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first road experience.
Uh-huh.
And because Dakota Staten had kind of recommended him for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Brownskin Models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were in Brownskin Models. And Mama said, well, why don't you call George?
Mm-hmm.
So I called George and talked to him. And George said, sure, for the experience, why not? So
mm-hmm.
I went up those 2 years,
mm-hmm.
2 summers with that. And then afterwards,
I never knew that.
That was in 51.
Mm-hmm.
That was, because I got out of the Navy, joined the Union and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't doing nothing. I didn't do that much.
Mm-hmm.
And this opportunity to go on the road, all I knew was on the road. It didn't make any difference
mm-hmm.
for weather. You know.
Yeah.
And that kind of gave me
a
little status.
Yeah.
Right, gave me a little status
mm-hmm.
because not too many guys was going on the road. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then after that was Lloyd Price.
I like that band.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good band.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh, I just love to hear them. And that guy used to tickle me. What's his name that died from here?
Chuck Reed.
He was a little guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, right.
But
right.
I liked
him,
Peepers. You know.
We used to call him Peepers, too.
Yeah, uh-huh, because he passed my house one day. And I was sitting on the porch. If he looked back at us, he would do that after he passed.
Yeah,
he looked back, And he did that all the way down through the. So
mm-hmm.
I got up. I said, if he looks back one more time, I won't be here. You know, not that he was looking
but
just this habit of doing that. You know.
But that was it because there was Mayor Dalton, who's up in Grand Rapids, and me, Sam Hurt,
mm-hmm.
Spider, and Chuck
Reed. Sam Hurt died, didn't he?
Yeah. All three of them, the Spider,
mm-hmm.
Chuck Reeves, and
the
Spider's dead. He's been dead about 4 or 5 years, or maybe longer. And Sam
right,
Hurt.
He was living in an apartment building with a friend of mine in New York.
And then, because Dawn and I are the only two Pittsburgh survivors from that band.
Is that so?
Yeah, because and there's an alto player that's in D.C. that's still living.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a baritone player, he died because
mm-hmm.
he was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And John Patton's still living.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Dixon is a Muslim preacher.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a minister of,
mm-hmm.
of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
That was from that band that I was a part of.
What's the name of that?
Lloyd Price.
Yeah, Lloyd Price.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
all
I
out
just,
of that.
I just thought that was such a good thing.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was one piece they played I liked. Woo! It was Not Man. I had the recording. Once in a while you'll hear it when WJS is going way back.
Something. Yeah, when they go back.
Yeah.
And the reason Lloyd he's been shut out of all the promotion,
mm-hmm.
well, because of Logan, the manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, Hal Logan was the manager.
Oh, yeah.
And they got into some funny stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
so,
that.
Because Lloyd should be getting more... You know, recognize because
mm-hmm.
when they play oldies but goodies,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you not play personality in those
right.
tunes?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that incident.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else now. But this is you're getting chilly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well then, when the merge happened, Was there an explanation as to why, you know, the board, you know, they gave us that board member position, but why did they reduce Joe to such a status? I mean, instead of making him, you know, some other kind of an officer, but made him a board member. You know what I'm, you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. You that know? Was the way the agreement
it
was
just,
going
yeah.
Because they really did it under protest mm-hmm. like we did. Mm-hmm. They didn't want us mm-hmm. and we didn't want them. Mm-hmm. But we had to do it.
Right.
And Mick Haggerty, well, Mick and Hal, both Hal was nice after we got in.
Yeah.
He wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. But when he became the president that minute,
the international president,
he just threw everything away. He even walked over Mick Haggerty. Mick Haggerty was the one that put him in the union
mm-hmm.
and got him his first drummer's job.
Mm-hmm.
And Mick was hot.
Mm-hmm.
He ignored Mick at national
mm-hmm.
conventions.
Mm-hmm.
I was there, I know.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted nothing to do with local 6471
right.
when he became the national
yeah.
president. I said, well, God don't like that because
mm-hmm.
he didn't stay in there
right.
no time.
Yeah.
It just went to his head,
yeah.
and he, you know, when we used to do being on the board, see, we, I was on the team negotiating with the Pittsburgh Symphony,
mm-hmm.
and he would come, his face would be red as
mm-hmm.
potato fall, drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come to the meetings
mm-hmm.
drunk, and the orchestra and the
symphony
players
right.
would just look at him. One fellow said, well, you're not feeling too good. You mean to say I'm drunk? And he was.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That job just went to his head, and he just he didn't have anything for us
mm-hmm.
after that.
After that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And he didn't stay in there. Either.
No, no.
God just took him like that. Had that heart attack and went out of there. And his wife just put on a disappearing act and went on back to Jersey, because she wasn't used to it. She was going
right.
with him all the while he was married to this woman.
Right. Did you have much to do with Miss Coon? You know,
yes.
His early days.
Uh huh. I like Miss Coon.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a very fair person,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't like any of them.
Mm-hmm.
She really didn't.
Yeah.
And if you see. I don't know, Miss Coon's still living. I
She's
saw
still living.
Is she?
Yeah.
Because I saw her in the store.
Yeah.
Is she, but she was living on Fifth Avenue.
Well, I don't know where she was, you know, I don't know where she's, well, it might be in the, I don't know where she's living.
Uh-huh.
But I went to the last old-timers party, last.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah, she was there.
Is that so?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Try to call her. And you know Mary Masula, or whatever her name was, Mary, you remember Mary?
In the office.
Yeah.
Vaguely, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now, she keeps in touch with me. When
okay.
Norman died, she sent me the most
right.
beautiful thing. And every time I want to know anything, if I want to know anything, after
right.
she left, she retired about 3 years ago, 4 years
yeah.
ago. And but those were the two that
right.
I, and one before her, but I can't call her name.
Yeah.
I like Rita. Well, yeah, I like Miss Coon.
Yeah.
But Miss Coon knew they were there.
Yeah.
She knew that.
And then Osgood, because I learned about him ditching all of our records were thrown out.
Oh, my.
See?
I just didn't think
yeah.
he'd do that.
Well, when he lost the election and so forth, when
mm-hmm.
Phil came into office,
mm-hmm.
they started to call themselves cleaning up that third floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their file cabinets
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. They called themselves cleaning up. So they just took the boxes and things down to the basement
mm-hmm.
area, and then they'd go through them, and they'd tear the signatures off the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that and throw everything out, but they didn't record any of our information.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the 50-year numbers, you know,
mm-hmm.
lifetime, all
yeah.
that, they have
mm-hmm.
screwed up records
mm-hmm.
as to when we joined.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was calling a lot of the old, you know, the older members,
mm-hmm.
and you better check up, you know, and get that straightened out
mm-hmm.
because for the 50-year card.
Yeah.
And then that's when Phil told me that, fortunately,
mm-hmm.
they discarded
mm-hmm.
all that that we had submitted. Mm-hmm. That's why I mean, because I was trying to find that charter, and nobody knows anything about the charter. Mm-hmm. There's no kind of record.
I remember when we played down on Fifth Avenue. I was playing in the lounge in the middle of the band, and I got Carlotta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that woman, they went down there to play them. They didn't, I'm not saying they didn't play the music, but they didn't stay. And Carter asked me what kind of music they told me, and I told him what they had been playing, you know. And then he accused me of coming to play the wrong music, and I didn't tell him anything.
You know, I remember right after I started working with Jack, mm-hmm. Well, not right after. This, I'll tell you in particular this was. Mm-hmm. We were having our BMOP meetings. Because I remember Nelson coming to one of the meetings and he was talking about working with Frank Ostrowski and so forth. But there's a certain thing that they want to hear, mm-hmm. that they're accustomed to hearing. Mm-hmm. And granted, we may have good bands and good, now there's a few groups that can go in there and play and satisfy them. The average black group or musicians, mm-hmm. we're so hung up on playing Crawford Grill stuff, mm-hmm. and this other dive stuff that we don't want to play, mm-hmm. you know.
Don't want to take the time to learn it.
No. And then they wonder, if you get one shot, mm-hmm. then they wonder why they're not called back, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm not saying that their way is the right way.
Yeah.
But it works.
And they don't want to rehearse. If you don't have a gig, they don't want, why not rehearse and be looking for something at the same time? Yeah. But you call up, what you got?
Well, I know when right after the merge happened, I started playing with the jazz ensemble, the workshop ensemble, in Buddha Temple down on Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I did more free playing with that group. I mean, it would lead to something.
Yeah.
You know, you would always get other things. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time telling Doc and Ducky them at one of those ad hoc meetings, mm-hmm. why can't we get a group of guys, because they were doing that Harambe, that black thing at home. I said, why can't we get a bunch of guys just to go out there and play? Mm-hmm. You don't have to get paid every time you play.
That's right.
You know, and I had asked them, why couldn't we some of the information about the court case, mm-hmm. and about the conditions of the black musicians in 471, mm-hmm. why couldn't we just run off a sheet and then pass flyers? Because the average person out in the street didn't even know nothing about that.
Yeah.
And it was just those of us, mm-hmm. union musicians that were involved in it, we knew what was going on.
Yeah, right.
But the general, we didn't have any support, mm-hmm. you know, no understanding. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get back to him. I said, why can't we just go play?
Yeah.
You don't have to get paid.
They couldn't see it.
Yeah. Did we have, were there very many MPT things back in your early days?
Oh, yeah, I used to go to a lot of the music. Loads of them. And when we tried to have the university, you know, I had a couple of years. I'll never forget, I had a Charles Bell, and he didn't have gigs at first. Mm-hmm. He was up there living on his money. Mm-hmm. And I put him on, you know, sometimes they would start paying.
Right.
And you know, he turned me in.
And he wasn't on the gig.
No, it wasn't even on the gig. And George wanted to. And so I said, well, you got your nerve. And I never gave him another.
Well, how were they passed out the MPT jobs? Were they like equally distributed, or was it, you know, groups that you knew could do the jobs and
preference? Well, we had some
preference.
People who knew who could do the job, because I remember once we sent one up to the reservoir. Mm-hmm. This is Boykins was in charge. Mm-hmm. And I got a good band. Mm-hmm. And I tried to send the best, mm-hmm. because we were representing us as we wanted to have the best. Sent her a good band. Well, she's a very religious woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether she thought they were going to play church hymns or what. Mm-hmm. She didn't like the music, and she complained to the white room. And I was never so proud in my life. I said, what are you trying to play? I said, why didn't you come to me? You came to me for the band. Why didn't you tell me? And I never had no more. I didn't give her any more. She came. I said, no, ma'am. I said, because you made it hard for us. But no, well, most of the bands would, they'd call in and say, I would like to.
Yeah, request certain bands,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
Because I know I was talking to Dan Laley, and he said, you know, he didn't get that many, transcription things. But I remember when, right after I joined, that went up to Mayfield at times.
Yeah.
And big, you know.
We used to go to Mayfield quite a bit.
Basketball. Yeah.
I have pictures now.
Well, I have a good connection with Basketball now, because I go up there in February for Black History Month, and then on Saturdays I go up. And this is my fourth year, But I know that I got some of those MP3 things, but it was just, it was hard to believe that some of the guys say from 471, I didn't get them. They just gave them to this guy and that guy. But